Galen sighed deeply. Droon is a world with a long past, my friends. Lord Spar has discovered what remains of the ancient dark realm of Gaul. It is an empire whose cities now lie buried beneath the earth, but that once ruled this world. Gaul is a lost civilization, an empire that time forgot.
Too bad Spar remembered, said Neil.
The sorcerer snapped his fingers, and his Nin warriors began quickly digging around the edges of the stone.
Clank! Clong!
Before long, the Nins pulled the stone from the floor. They looked down. They backed away from the hole, trembling.
Have you found him?
Spar said. The Nins muttered to themselves. Spar pushed them out of the way and leaned over the hole. His fins turned pale, almost white. The mirror zoomed in. There, lying open to the flickering torchlight, was a large, dark object.
Oh, my! Max muttered.
What is it?
Eric asked.
It's a head!
Kia gasped. The head was 6 feet long from chin to brow. The large eyes were closed. The dust of centuries covered the cheeks and lips. But the strangest part was the skin. It was dark and smooth and glimmered golden red in the torchlight.
He's made of metal, Eric said.
Bronze, Galen muttered. Zor is a giant made of bronze. He walked the earth long ago.
Neil stared at the mirror.
A giant, huh? If that's just his head, this guy must be huge.
Bigger than huge, said Eric. Enormous.
Enormous? Ha!
Said Neil.
He's humongous. He's colossal. He's...
Will you shh? Julie hissed.
We are afraid, Lord Spar,
one of the Nins whispered.
We want to go home.
Home, Spar snarled. My true home lies above, in the upper world. The only way for me to get home is with this giant's help.
Eric stopped breathing.
Home? In the upper world? In my world?
What does that mean?
Neil asked. Julie started trembling.
He's scaring me.
Dig, my Nins! Dig!
Spar shouted.
Dig up the rest of him. Zor shall rise again.
As the Nins dug away at the huge stones, the sorcerer stormed away into the tomb's darkness.
Zzz!
The mirror faded. The front window of the sub bubbled furiously. The water seemed lighter. Max was steering the ship up through the water, up to the surface. Galen nodded gravely.
Now our real journey begins. Our journey to find Lord Spar, and to stop him.
Julie peered through the window as the sub splashed above the surface.
There's land ahead, a long beach and big brown hills beyond.
Kia nodded.
The shores of Panjabar. They call it the land of dust.
Neil gulped loudly.
Just so everybody knows, he said, I'm allergic to dust.